for the touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango.
Tonight on the show, we discuss how men of Friday the 13th don't wipe their ass. Because real men just don't wipe their asses, apparently. That's not a thing. It is Friday the 13th, part 3. Not necessarily in 3D for me, but 3D for Miss Hillary, who got to see it live last night.
Hey, guys!
This used to be my least favorite of all the Friday the 13th movies.
Everyone in this one annoys the fuck out of me.
I will say that... The one thing about this movie that I was talking about this with Slink, I was like, the people in this van act like they don't even know each other.
But why would they?
Yeah.
Anything in common with the other one? It was the oddest pairing of friends I've seen in a horror movie since the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where they take the transgender kids to a town in Texas. I mean, because it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. But whatever Texas Chainsaw Massacre that one was.
Yeah, okay.
But terrible. But that's what I was just like. What did we just draw straws to get put in this van together?
It's odd, yeah. I was thinking about that because I was watching the behind the scenes this morning. And I was like, wow, that's weird though. Cause like how two aging hippies, essentially, a newly pregnant. Okay.
Yep.
Barbecue fork.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. A newly impregnated, youngish woman, her handstand walking boyfriend.
Her carnival clown boyfriend. Who knows she's pregnant, but is not acting like a baby daddy, husband. He has none of those characteristics. And her pregnancy, also, spoiler alert, you're going to hear about it. But once.
Yeah.
We don't need to address it. It's not, do you have a plan? That's not a talking point. She's just pregnant.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to be.
No. Oh, Shelly the incel? We're going to talk about that.
We've got Shelly the weirdo, and then the girl that I just referred to as the Mexican girl.
Vera. Okay. Vera Sanchez, yes.
We just pick her up, and it's Spanish, and it was just like, oh, she's Mexican? And then I don't think I ever heard her name again.
Yeah.
And I just went, okay. And then we meet three bikers at the
Okay, all right, let's get into this. Okay, so you got to see this live last night. You got to see this in 3D with your stepdaughter. How was it seeing it live?
Was going to initially bring both kids, was the thought process, but one kid decided he was going to skip school, so he didn't get to go. So I bought a ticket for me and the stepdaughter. She came home from school and I was just like, get dressed, we're going to the movies. She was like, what are we going to go see? And I said, Friday the 13th part 3 in 3D. And she went, okay, no questions. She's just down to go. And so we go, and like, it was rather packed. I mean, now it is Friday night, but as we're walking in, it's like frat boys central. And just like a whole bunch of crowds that parents with like very young ADHD riddled children that are just yelling and screaming. And I'm like, they wouldn't bring them on Friday the 13th, And as I walk in, it's just like old stoner metalheads and me and a 15-year-old. And I was like, I feel so at home here. I feel awesome. So good here. And as we're watching it, so 15-year-old, like she, 15. So she knows movies where women are smart and make decisions and
And did
back.
You try to preface it with like, honey, this was 1982.
Not till we were halfway through.
Oh,
What the fuck?
Yeah, no, I would assume that her misandry would have kicked in probably around the time that Shelley calls Vera a bitch for not wanting to like sleep with him, talk to him, date him, any of the sort. But no, really? Okay.
It was before then. I was so proud. It's when the boyfriend shows up for Rich, I think,
Oh,
and
Rick.
yeah, Rick, and she gets a piggyback ride from him, and he says, "I think you've put on weight since last summer." Head snapped back and was just like, "The fuck did he just say to her?"
I
And
love
I
that.
went, "It's the 80s, babe." And she was like, "He could get hit." And I said, "Oh, I'm doing such a good job. He could."
You really fucking are. Like, oh my God. Yeah, no, that's so. I know for a fact that your horror franchise is Halloween. You're a Michael Myers gal, and my friend Lisa Ann is a Freddy gal. Like, she's a Nightmare on Elm Street franchise person. If
I can defend Halloween. Just to be clear, like there's with the 18 timelines that we've got and the cult sometimes and Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 with the horror, like it's chaotic.
there's a lot going on.
I love, because I mean the first one got me in, you know, obviously like the 1978. And once Mike was my guy, even with all the shenanigans that they do in that series, because people are just like, so what's the story? And I'm just like, he was an evil boy that killed his older sister and went to a mental institution, broke out, and then killed a bunch of people. And then whatever other story you want to believe, Laurie Strode's sister is not a sister. He does this, he does this.
Right.
I don't, which one you want to watch? Because I will
Right.
watch all of them. I will watch the one with Busta Rhymes. Like, it's
Trick or treat, motherfucker.
yeah. But yeah, do I think like Jason and Freddy have a better series? Yes, but Mike's my guy.
Yeah,
I'm loyal to a fault. That's what we can say about me.
Mike is definitely your guy. Jason is my person. Like, Friday the 13th is my franchise. When I was little, my brother, who is 10 years older than me, used to watch these movies incessantly. And since I was little, I could just like, you know, sneak through the banister and listen at the door and all that kind of stuff. 'Cause my brother wasn't like allowing me to hang out with his friends. That was not a thing. So, you know, when I was 5, my brother was 15. So my brother was getting into special effects. My brother was, you know, creating his own hockey mask. And there were times when, like, he would read Fangoria magazine and I would find Fangoria magazine and I would cut it up because I wanted my Barbies to be cool. So I would take little, like, I would cut out things in the Fangoria and then put it in the Barbie dream house. So I was like, yeah,
Cool. I just ate Barbie's feet off because I didn't understand
Oh, I did
what
that
she
too.
called it.
I didn't know. I thought I was the only one. My mom threatened. She was like, "I'm not gonna buy any more Barbies if you're just gonna eat the feet."
Yeah, I ate all the feet.
Yeah,
They had peg
absolutely.
legs. I had pirates, really.
Oh, that's so fun. Same.
Oh.
See, this is why we're friends. So yeah, I really looked up to my brother, and because I looked up to my brother, you know, I thought that. You know, at one point in time, my brother probably was Jason, you know.
Yeah.
And also I had a high respect for the fact that Jason is a killer, but Jason doesn't harm children or animals, and that to me was always cool, you know. And so yeah, I grew up watching Friday the 13th and you know, just worshiping my brother, so that was our way of communicating, right? And so I remember sitting at my grandparents' kitchen table and my brother telling me the entire story of Jason, where Jason came from, how Jason got the mask, all that stuff, and never forgot it. Like, never forgot it. Still have the grandfather clock that was hanging on the wall at grandma's house in the other room because that's a big special time for me, right? So, yeah, man, Friday 13th is that's my series. That being said, 3D is one of my lower on the
Yeah.
one of my least liked, only because of the characters. Like, I really no, you know, I think my favorite character in this whole movie is Fox, the sexy black leather biker chick, question mark.
When
She's
she first came on the scene, and again, keeping in mind that I have facial blindness for everyone ever, and I went, is she the enchilada girl in five?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, because
Yeah,
leather pants, yeah.
right, like the leather pants and like the kind of tough exterior, and like maybe she makes it through this one, and she's just terrorized through all of, because every movie is the same movie, every person is like the same person, and then it's not, and I just went, oh, okay, so it's just like black leather we have an affinity for, and I get it. Just we just put them, in movies. I sound racist as
Well,
it in the back of my head. I'm just like, girl.
it's funny because in this film, there's a scene where Vera goes to, the local general store or whatever, and she's going to like pay. And the chick behind the thing is like, well, we don't take no food stamps. And it's like, wow,
Yeah, I
okay.
expected more of an interaction there. But no, we just accept that happening.
And
And I
so,
just went.
yeah, and it's this I came from the place that I just finished working was full of a lot of what are referred to as microaggressions, which is people who are racist, but on the down low. And there were people who had extreme, prejudices against the Spanish folk, if you will. And anyone who takes a look at me right off the bat thinks I'm Irish. That's the first thing that they think of is like, your name's Aaron, you have red hair, you have freckles, you clearly must be Irish. When in fact, I come from a huge Spanish family that came literally from Spain. So it's it I hear things, I hear people say shit about other ethnicities, and I'm just like, bitch, like, because I quote, as they say, pass. I pass for white, right? So, there was some woman at work, and she made some comment or something, and she came up, she goes, "Oh my God," she goes, "I'm really sorry, I said hot-headed Latina. I forgot, blah blah blah." And I was like, "Well, I'm not a hot-headed Latina, I'm a hot-headed Hispanic. And trust me, there is a difference." Okay, so we open with the most disco theme song of any horror film. 100%. This was like disco Friday the 13th. Disco wasn't quite dead in 82, but it was definitely had like a questionable cough. Like it was dying, and
Thanks to Kiss, really.
yeah.
Yeah, Kiss
Kiss.
was like really putting the nails in the coffin for disco.
Kisco.
Yeah, just if anybody ever can see a Kiss concert, just go. Just it's worth it. And I'm not a Kiss fan, but they
Right.
put on one of the best shows I've ever seen in my
I'm
life.
sure. No, I'm
Oh,
sure.
ugh. I
No.
guess, was in the early 2000s. I don't know what they're doing in 2025. Again, you could tell me six of the members of KISS are dead in the four-man band. I love them.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad I saw them when I did. Great times.
So was seeing it in 3D like, was it fun? Did it really jump off the screen as it kind of was designed to do? No, it did not. Okay.
I like it is design, they're like, there's so many pitchforks, in the movie, and like the handles come through. The arrow was fantastic. Some blood droplets, look like they're coming onto you. But like overall, it's just a little dizzying.
Yeah. So special shout out to our Buy Me a Coffee, Jen. Jen really wanted us to do Savage Beach. I was very excited to do Savage Beach. I just finished the autobiography of the star of Savage Beach. I was very excited about this. However, unfortunately, I did not check first or I checked on the internets. And trust me, if you don't go to Tubi's actual streaming service and find out, well, you're probably not getting accurate information. So, Savage Beach was not streaming anywhere. And I was like, oh, brawls. I'm driving. Hillary texts me. She says, let's do Deadly Friend. I was like, cool. I've never seen it. I then go home with my biggie bag from Wendy's and proceed to watch it. And I'm just like, I can't do this movie. Like, I hate this movie. Like, it would have given me a chance to do my Christy Swanson impression, which I do love doing. But the movie itself is an hour of setup, which is very TV movie-esque, and then 30 minutes of kills. And I just couldn't get through it. I was like, okay. And I finished it. I did finish the movie, but my God, was I just like, there's no fucking way I can Pollyanna my way through this. I can't do it. So thankfully, Hillary went out and saw Friday the 13th 3D, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna grab some Cheetos and I'm gonna wake Slink up because he was already starting to nod off. And I said, hey, wanna watch Friday the 13th 3D at whenever that was, 10 o'clock or whatever. And he's like, yeah, I can do that. So yes. Thank God
I
bless
mean,
him. Because if I had to do that on my own, it would not have been nice. Oh my God. So we open with this. First of all, we open with the what I call the soap opera transition, which is where they tell you what happened in part two and part one before we go into part three. In fact, we get the ending of part two in order to go into part three. This movie takes place literally a biscuit later than part two. So technically, this movie actually doesn't take place on Friday the 13th. It takes place on Saturday the 14th, but alas. So this couple owns this grocery store slash laundromat slash
They're doing a lot.
a lot. A lot.
They have animals. They have a grocery store.
They have animals in the grocery store.
They have animals in the grocery store. She washes a lot of sheets. So then I was just like, are they the caretakers to the camp?
That's a fantastic question, of which there is no answer.
Yeah,
They literally,
no
nope.
answers. But that amount of sheets. You need to be washing sheets for a hotel or,
Other people's sheets.
yeah, definitely other people's sheets, because your house doesn't have 19 beds in it.
A good point. I like
Thank you.
that. I like that. Okay. All right. So we see, Jason from the second one pop up every now and again in the laundry. Very a la Michael Myers in part one.
I'm just saying, he did it first. He
Just
did it better
saying, he
in the
did.
first
He did
Halloween.
do it best. So Jason steals a Dickies shirt and some pants off the thing, because like you do. And in part two, he's wearing overalls. But I like Jason in this because Richard Brooker was this like very proper British man and 6'3" trapeze artist. So he's very limber. He's very like light on his feet, but he's also very big and hulking. So he's one of my favorite Jasons, I gotta say. Him and Kane Hodder, obviously. But like, I love Richard Brooker in this. I think he does
I
a
had no
really good
idea
job.
that he was 6'3", because in my brain, take that for what you will, I liked this Jason because he wasn't the Kane Hodder of just this in the way that I saw it. He wasn't this huge hulking figure where it's like, I gotta fight that dude. Like, I don't want to fight Kane Hodder. Whereas like this Jason, I was just like, we could rock. We could stand toe to toe. I did not believe he was 6'3". I thought he was like 5'9".
Nope, he's 6'3. Yep.
Huh.
He's one of the
I don't want to fight him
one
anymore.
of the taller Jasons, if you will. So yeah, they own this general store. We know that his name is Harold. She has no name. I'm just gonna call her Laverne for the sake of this. And
Edna. Her name's Edna.
oh, it's Edna?
Edna.
Oh, it is Edna. Okay. So Harold and Edna.
Why do I know that? I don't know.
I don't know why you know that. That's kind of shocking. You want to do the research for the movie?
Yeah, not at all, because I don't know anybody else's name. The fact that you knew Vera, I'm just like, are you sure? But I'm sure, but yeah, no, Edna. Yeah, because he says, yeah, anyway,
So he's walking through this general store, and there are rabbits just hanging out in the fruit section. And I mean literally like just draping themselves over like they're Kate Winslet waiting to be sketched. Like they are they're just draped over there, and Harold's like picking up the rabbit, and that rabbit looks like it could not get away fast enough.
Yeah, no, I was just, and he acts shocked that the rabbit is in with the produce. There's no way the rabbit got himself up there because, like, the chest high
That's
with
not
Harold.
how.
And he's just like, "What are you doing in here, you little rascal?" And I'm like, "Somebody put him there."
A rabbit in your fruit. Like, what happened there? And he's eating. He's like walking and eating at the same time. Like everything he picks up, he's just courting heart disease. Just
He's just going through, but he's like taking a swig out of like the Sunny D, putting it
Oh,
back.
God,
You know,
yeah.
one donut out of this box. Let me eat something over here. And I'm just like, and in my brain, I think I even whispered to the 15-year-old, I was just like, yeah, we didn't have like child safety on anything in 82.
Nope.
So this probably happened.
Yeah, people just opened random shit and
Just
drank
opened
it.
random things and ate from them, and we had no idea.
So Edna pops up and she's like, "You know, the doctor said you're not supposed to be eating any garbage, you know, fatty." So
She's
they're really,
great. Yeah, she's the
yeah.
best wife ever.
Harold and Edna are fantastic. So Harold goes and puts the rabbit back in its hutch and finds out that the other rabbits have been killed. And you're like, oh my God, did Jason kill the rabbits? And then a giant rattlesnake jumps out. And it turns out the giant rattlesnake is who killed the rabbits. So Harold decides he's got to take a grumpy. And this, therein lie the challenge. Of for some reason, all men in the Friday the 13th universe. We're talking Demon from Part 5. We're talking two characters in this movie who do it. Nobody wipes their ass when they get off the toilet. It's bizarre to me.
Yeah. And this needs to be like thought about and written in. Because there's just no way that you're going to tell me as an actor, and I'm pretending to take a shit in a movie, that once I need to get up, I need to be instructed not to do that motion. Like, if you were directing me in a film and you were just like, okay, Hillary, you are now going to take a shit in this movie and then get up, I am making the
The
motion, and you're
motion.
going to have to direct me of just like, we can't do that. We got to take that. That's part of our trademark, is that we have shit stains in our pants.
Why Edna doesn't want to be near Harold.
Right? Which I don't understand really how other chick, whatever her name is, got pregnant, because her boyfriend probably doesn't wipe his ass either, because he's in
Yeah.
Friday the 13th universe.
Fucking everybody. He gets killed with a meat cleaver, and then and Jason jumps out and kills Edna with a knitting needle, and then they're dead. And now we cut to the
Eight friends
most
in a van.
right, some friends in a van, van life, yo.
That just like picked each other up. Like, Chris was just driving her van, and she was just like, "Oh, look at this nice couple. I'm gonna pick them up. They are friends with this other guy. Why? Nobody knows. Yeah, we're gonna pick him up. We're gonna go over here." Like, the strangest grouping.
Yeah, there really is. Like, it would be interesting if there was some connective tissue here where they were like, oh, we all went to college together, or oh, you used to babysit me, or you know.
We did community theater. We
Like,
put on the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We were
oh,
proud of that.
see that is a movie waiting to happen.
It should be.
Right? Like where it's like a group of people putting on Rocky Horror Picture Show and they get picked off one by one over a weekend. Bro. Okay. Good. Call the Screen Actors Guild. We've got something. So we meet our ragtag group of people. We meet Shelley the incel, who now Shelley is really only good for one thing in this film, and that's the fact that he provides Jason with his brand new, mask. Yay, Shelley. But yeah, Shelly is the typical girls don't want to fuck me guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and he tells himself it's, because he's fat and ugly.
It's
And
not, it's his personality.
because initially when like Shelly's on, and we pick up Vera, and Vera's absolutely knockout gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Yes.
And she's like, oh, that's my date. And no, Shelly is not conventionally attractive. I do understand that. And he like apologizes of just
Yeah.
like, sorry. And initially my heart's like, oh man, like maybe you're gonna be like funny, or you're gonna be a great dancer, or you're going to be, tough or have an attitude, or just you will bring something to the table other than being not the best looking, for the correlation of like Jason, not the best looking man. So like I'm looking for, like the deep things going on, man.
Yeah, like we're looking for Shelley to have some sort of a redeeming
Redeemable
quality.
quality.
Now, fun story. I actually met Larry Zerner, who plays Shelley, and had him sign one of something, and went up to him, and I was like, wow. I was like, you really grew up hot, because very handsome, 25 years ago. But I was like, yeah, I was like, hey, you grew up hot. And he goes, call my wife, tell her I'm not coming home. In real life, he's very funny. He's very charming. He's very endearing and understands that his character is problematic and understands exactly what that represents and stuff. But is a really cool dude, and says people come up to him all the time, and it's either I really hate your character or I love your character.
Yeah, I hate your character. Sorry.
Oh,
You play
totally
it
hate
very
Shelley.
well, though, which lets, yeah. I do think in order to play an insufferable character so well, you really need to be like a good person on the
Yeah.
other end. I do believe that. I don't know why, but I do.
I know. I love that. Yeah. And then we meet Andy and Debbie. Debbie is pregnant and has a really cool braid in front of her face. I think that's really cute. And Andy walks on his hands a lot.
Yeah,
That's
for
pretty much
why
all
would
we
you
need to
ask?
know about Andy and Debbie. By the way, that's literally the Cliff's Notes synopsis of this is Debbie's pregnant for whatever reason, and Andy walks on his hands.
Yep.
Take care.
And juggles.
And oh, and juggles. Yes. They both him and Shelley both juggle, which is nice. Then we have Chris, the virgin. Sure. She's driving the van. And she's not my favorite final girl. I'm an Amy Seal gal. Like, I think Amy Seal from Part Two is so amazing. And so it's hard shoes to fill. And Chris is a little shrill.
Yeah, no, I did not like, as we're watching, and again, I am very, I never really know what's happening in the Friday movies because I did not watch them enough. Halloween all day, every day, but
Gotcha.
I just, yeah. And we're watching it, I'm going, all right, so Chris is going to be like the final girl. She's the one who's not paired up. That one's a stoner. And then there was like that brief second where I went, maybe it's Vera.
See, okay, and that's funny you should say that. Slink, when meeting Vera, the real actress, Catherine Parks, he said, you should have been the final girl.
Yeah, she would have been phenomenal.
And she was just like, oh my God, of course.
Yeah, she and I do think, but as like the movie plays out, and it's clearly, 15-year-old, I'm trying not to use her name too much, but she took off the 3D glasses at like towards the end, and she just looked at me and she was just like, I'm gonna fight her. I said, that all tracks. That all tracks. Yep.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. So they're, yeah, it's okay. So then they're like, oh my God, the van's on fire. So then they run to the van, and it turns out it's like Cheech and Chong, but not really. It's
Right.
Cheech and his woman, Chili. So it's Chuck and Chili. And they're just hanging out in the van smoking weed, like you
Yes,
do.
just ripping bongs. And I went, I didn't think that they would get invited on this trip, but
No,
okay,
that's, they look like people's parents.
yeah. Yeah, absolutely look like parents, and I mean have huge bongs, each of them.
And they're
Yes.
dry ripping. They're
Yeah.
dry ripping off these bongs too. It
Yep.
made my throat hurt watching it. I was like, ah.
Yeah, and I was just like, okay, I'm not really, I guess you guys are just here for like comedic relief. You know, we all need the stoners in the 80s to kill off
Yeah.
quickly. Okay, sure.
I guess I do love the inside of this kidnapper van though. Like I really because it's lined with shag carpeting. I fucking
Yes.
love that.
Yes.
Shag carpet van. So, okay. As far as I can tell, they are going to a cabin, if you will, for the weekend to go hang out. Something terrible happened to Chris 2 years ago at the cabin. She hasn't been back since. Take care. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So when they get there, they meet the we'll call him a farmhand,
Yep.
Rick, who just literally wants to get his dick wet. That's what Rick's whole personality, unfortunately, is why won't you fuck me?
Right.
I wish we fuck.
Yep.
You're a bitch for not fucking me. I
Definitely.
don't give a shit about your trauma.
No.
So fuck your trauma. Please touch my penis.
Yes, because this other bitch that I got invited to hang out with, she is totally down to touch my penis, but I'm here with you fucking loser.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because he says, he's like, I gave up a chance to hang out with Mary Jo Conrad this week. And she's like, the Mary Jo Conrad who'd probably touch your penis. And he's like,
Yep.
right, she would touch my penis, but I'm here on the off chance that you will touch my penis. And she's like, no, I'm totally not going to touch your penis. I can ride on your back, though.
Ah, looks like you've gained weight since last summer.
Fuck
Yeah.
you. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Again, 15-year-old ready to fight.
Yeah. So, Shelly is your typical, I mean, he's your incel, but he's also your typical kid who's really into theater, right? Like, this is something that I feel could have been explored in a really cool way. Like, I feel like he could have been like, oh, well, this is how the horror movies do it, and show, Vera, and Vera could be like, oh my God, you're so talented.
Yeah,
Fuck
Shelly's
me.
character like really could have been something. And
Something.
yeah, they really just were just like, no, we don't have the term incel yet, but we're going to really make you like the hero for Andrew Tate. We want you to be on Andrew Tate's wall, and then Andrew Tate is just gonna go, man, if that guy just went to the gym,
Oh
that
yeah, absolutely.
was the
He's
only
the
problem.
yes, he's absolutely the reason that like Fresh and Fit have a fucking career,
Yeah.
right? Like he's that guy, right?
Yeah.
So yes, he plays some weird practical joke where he falls out of an armoire with fucking, like an axe to his head or whatever. And Chris is like, God damn it, Shelly, and she like hits him or whatever, and Rick is like, he doesn't know any better. I'm like, what is he, a special needs kid? Like
Right. And it
so
doesn't seem like really anybody knows what
like
happened to Chris 2 years ago because
yeah.
she didn't talk about it. So it doesn't, nobody should think that this was a problem because, like, Chris doesn't talk about what happened to her 2 years ago. That also she's still not going to talk about because none of us know what really happened.
Right, exactly. And so important to point out that the original script for this called for her to be, oh God in heaven. I'm glad they got rid of this because I was like, I would not have been okay with this at all. The original script called for her to be sexually assaulted by Jason. And then somebody, thank God, stepped forward and was like, do we really want to do that with Jason? Like, that's not, like thinking in the back of their head. Okay, if this is a franchise, hopefully, we want to bring him back, and we want to bring him, we want to bring him back as not, a rapist. So they were like, okay, so.
Especially because, like, Jason's whole mom killed everybody because everybody was having sex and let her kids die. So, Jason honoring his mother in the sex is bad, and that's why I'm psychically connected and can't die and then back from the dead to live out what mom wants. Mom does not want me raping teenagers.
Yeah, so they
Thank
thank
God.
God.
Yeah, thank God somebody made sense in that discussion room.
somebody was like, yeah, we're not doing that. That's fucking bullshit. So they
Doesn't make
cut
sense.
that. So now it's basically that she okay, so the story, and
Yep.
this is a thinker, is that Rick brought her home from a date and she was
Late.
super excited, late, so
Yep.
she knew her parents were going to be waiting up for her. She ran inside. Parents confronted her. Mom slapped her in the face, which was confusing. Then she's like, ah! So she leaves the house, falls asleep under a tree, like you do, and wakes up to the branches snapping and Jason basically playing chase with her.
Yeah, Jason trying to attack her because, she's a teenager in the woods, and they fight and they fight and they fight, and then she wakes up and she's in her bed.
Yeah, then she's like, and then I don't remember anything because I just blacked out. It's important to point out that Dana Kimmel, God bless her for this, but she's a little shrill. She's a little
Yeah. I mean, you can still do your Christy Swanson on this,
I
so
can actually. I can totally
yeah.
do it because it's a very similar voice structure.
Yeah, we
No.
picked a good one.
She's just like, and then I blacked out. I don't remember anymore.
Yeah, and Rick is like,
I still want you to fuck me.
right, so are you gonna touch my penis now? It's like
Right. It's
you
because
went
I
to sleep.
endured that story, which really doesn't.
Doesn't tell me anything other than some guy chased you.
Yeah, that's
Just like,
it. Really?
like,
Yeah.
all right, like, that sucks, but
So
then.
my favorite character, Vera, decides she's gonna go down to the local store. And Shelly is like, hey, can I tag along? And she's like, no, fuck off. And then she drives a little bit and then she's like, all right, get in. And they have taken Rick's car. So let me just talk about this. They didn't take the van for whatever reason. They decided they were going to take Rick's VW. So they jump in the Bundy mobile. They head over to the corner store. Vera gets micro harassed by the. By the cashier about being Spanish, so fuck you.
And what they're buying is paper towels,
Yeah, they're buying paper.
which
Exactly.
yeah, I just went, you went to the corner store to buy paper towels,
Clearly not
not like
buying toilet
being,
paper.
yeah. Yeah,
Nobody's
no toilet paper needed. Lots of men on this trip. But
buying
you didn't
toilet
buy beer,
paper.
you didn't buy snacks. Like, what is coming out of the bags is just a whole lot of paper towels,
Just a lot
which
of paper towels, yeah.
cracked me up to no end.
Like it could have just been like it could have been just like very like paper towels and then like a carrot,
Right, yeah, just, a baguette,
a
just
baguette.
like, just like the most random thing, just.
The international sign for I have groceries is the
Yeah, I have
carrot with the
groceries with me. Yep. Baguette, carrot,
carrot,
paper
paper
towel.
towels. Okay, yeah. So
You don't know what's in this bag.
we meet probably the coolest people in the Friday the 13th universe at this point. We meet three bikers. We meet Fox,
Yep. Box is tight.
Ali, and Loco.
Yep.
Loco's our token white man.
Yep.
And that's pretty much all you need to know about that. So we've
He
got.
really wants to be like Kaneki from Grease's cousin.
Oh, that's he does. He gets
Yeah,
off
the whole face in a.
Mad Jeff Conaway vibes.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, thank you. That's good. That's good. And they're just fucking with them back and forth, just like,
Yep.
just they grab Shelly's wallet and they're playing catch with it. And Fox is just gorgeous. That's Gloria Charles. Absolutely just beautiful, beautiful woman. And she's saying, "Can I have this back, ma'am?"
Yeah. Yeah, she
So
wants Vera to like, ask her for the wallet and do it respectfully. And like they are outnumbered and like Vera, succumbs and does what she wants. And but she does like give the wallet back, which I thought was interesting. She doesn't like take the money out and just
yeah,
say
she
like,
didn't
"Oh,
like
you only
open the
asked for the
wallet.
wallet."
Right. She's
Like,
like, all you wanted was the wallet,
right,
bitch.
like that's what I would have written in there. You only wanted the wallet, bitch. Here you go. But yeah, gives her the whole wallet with the money. They pay for their groceries, get in the rape mobile, and then Shelly throws it into reverse and hits the motorcycles.
Hits the motorcycles, freaks all of them out. Then Ollie jumps and breaks through the windshield.
That was a cool in 3D.
That was cool. Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, the glass breaking out. That was cool. And then, Shelley's just like gets like is leaving, and then it's just like, no, I didn't do it enough. And then turns and like runs the tire over a tire on the bike, just like, now I stuck it to them. And they then go back to camp, and Rick's like, what the fuck happened to my
Yeah,
car? Ah.
Rick's like, so let me get this straight. Not only is no one touching my penis this weekend, but you also broke my windshield and my passenger, no, my
Driver's side.
driver's side, my driver's side window.
No, call me Rick. I can take care of that for you.
Worst weekend ever. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for Rick. Okay, so the MC returns to siphon gas like you could have at the time.
For sure.
Siphon gas out of the van and
Burn down the barn.
also it's funny during this scene because Andy's playing with a yo-yo and he keeps like throwing it like inches away from her face. And she's like, hey, let's go swimming. And he's like, okay. And you kind of think this is gonna lead into like some kind of like sexy swimming scene. Guess what? No, it does not. No.
Debbie looks gorgeous, not pregnant whatsoever.
Oh,
She is
geez.
14 seconds pregnant. And yeah, she's like, I'm gonna go get towels that I guess we kept in the van, even though we unpacked the van and brought everything into the house. But sure, she's gonna go into the van to get towels that we left there. And I mean, she looks absolutely gorgeous. Her shoes match her bathing suit. I aspire to that level of OCD, realistically. And then they just walk away and they are swimming as the biker gang figured out where they were, figured out that that's their van, even though Debbie and Andy were not at the market. But okay, this must be the van. And I don't know why we're attacking these people because we don't know the van. The van wasn't at the market. But
Nope.
yep, we lucked out and we are terrorizing the right people and we're going to burn down this barn from their vacation spot. Because that'll really stick it to them. They will leave, and this will not be a problem for them whatsoever.
And then
Okay.
Jason shows up, he pitchforks Fox, he pitchforks Loco, and then he hits Ollie in the head, and Ollie goes down,
Yeah.
and that's pretty much it for the MC. So,
Killed them off rather quickly.
and then it's later that night, and the stoners are literally passed out on the couch.
Yeah, that was great. I laughed at that.
They're
They're
just.
passed out, and
Also, it's past their bedtime.
And then Debbie and Arnold, handworking guy, decided to go and fuck in a hammock, which I have never done and sounds terrible.
Okay, I was gonna ask you this because I asked Slink, I was like, have you ever had sex in a hammock? He's like, absolutely. And I'm like, I've never had sex in a hammock. And I was gonna ask you if you've had sex in a hammock.
No, and it sounds terrible.
I don't know. I don't know. But apparently,
I'm not balanced well.
yeah, I feel like that's what I'm saying is it's a hammock, right? So it's clearly not going to be a woman on top situation, which is fine with me because I fucking hate woman on top anyway. But like it might be good for the pillow princess that is myself, right? But it probably doesn't lend to any other position other than Mish. Andy and Shelley are juggling, which is nice. Andy then, gets distracted. Debbie invites Andy to bed. They go up to the hammock. They fuck. Chris and Rick decide they're going on some sort of a date, question mark. That's when she tells him the whole story and he still doesn't get his dick wet. Then he gets in the car. Car won't start, so then they have to walk. And
But the windshield is fixed.
but the windshield is fixed, so there's a that's sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, that's
That if
interesting. You
yeah,
did
but
catch that.
As soon as like that car went, I looked at the 15-year-old and I said, "You notice that windshield? It's all fixed now." And she went, "What?" And I went, "The windshield that was just broken in the 4 scenes ago." I said, "It's fixed." And she was like, "You are obsessed with windshield damage."
I love it.
Well, yeah.
I love it. Absolutely. Absolutely. So everybody has kind of gone their own way, as you were. And Shelly is like checking out Vera's
Peter.
ass while she's trying to
Stoke the fire.
stoke the fire. And, you know, he's like, "Hey, I really like you." And she's like, "Nah, I'm good, you know." And she's like, "Listen, I'm gonna go take a walk. I'm going outside. When I come back, we'll talk." And he's like, "Okay." And then he goes, "Bitch," as she leaves. So I know, right? I was like, "Oh, here we go." And it's like, you have known her for 5 minutes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
not even 5 minutes. And like, she brought you to the sh store. Like, she congratulated you when you like stuck up for the bullies. She's been like hanging out with you. I hate Shelly. But yes, so we're
Oh.
on the dock looking absolutely gorgeous, just like, you know, feet dangling over the water. And, you know, the hand comes out and grabs her ankle. And, you know, she's fighting. And then, you know, it's fucking Shelly, of
Shelly.
course.
Yeah, he jumps out of the lake and he's like, "I just don't understand why people don't like me." It's like, because of shit like this.
Right. Because of this whole thing, and you know, the fact that because I don't want to touch your penis, I'm a bitch.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. Oh, so when Shelly jumps out of the water, he's got a spear gun and he's wearing a wetsuit, rather
Sure.
unfortunate. And then he's wearing a hockey mask. So, important note, kids. Meanwhile, Steve the hippie decides he's gonna go take a shit. Or Chuck, sorry, I called him Steve the hippie. We just called him that. He decides he's gonna go take a shit and once again does not wipe.
Nope. Smoking a joint, shitting on the toilet, gets up to go investigate.
Yeah, absolutely. And then at some point in time, Shelly goes to the barn and gets killed. Or gets, I should say, gets his throat sliced.
Yeah.
And then Vera gets startled and looks up and sees who she thinks is Shelly,
Yeah.
because of the hockey mask.
And the spear gun.
And she's like, "Hey, like I lost your wallet, sorry." And then she's trying to show him, and then she goes, "Wait," she goes, "who are you?" And this is a cool scene. This is one of my favorite kills.
Yeah.
When the seriously the spear gun, the spear goes straight to the camera and right through her eye.
Yeah, no, this was good in 3D. This was probably the best 3D shot where it comes to, you know, directly out, like it's gonna hit you in the face. Like I actually think I ducked, you know, I'm just like, yeah, like Matrix style that I'm gonna out move an arrow, but okay, I think I'm Neo sometimes. And then it's just, and you know, then it goes right through Vera's eye, through the back of her head. She's dead. 15-year-old hysterical laughing. She is in hysterics, absolutely tickled pink over this.
Yeah, well, so when my brother was watching this with my granddaddy, back in the day, that scene comes on and my granddaddy jumps up and goes, "Jesus Christ!" Like he's highly offended by this scene. And I'm sure some choice words in Spanish were said, but yeah, he was very upset. So we're back to Debbie and Andy. Debbie is in the shower and she's like, "You know, hey, go get me a beer." Very Halloween.
Very
Thank you.
Halloween.
Very Halloween. And Andy starts walking on his hands. And this truly, in the Friday the 13th universe, is one of my favorite kills. In fact, I think this is in my top three as far as favorite kills of all time. He is walking on his hands, and Jason comes and slices him from cock to
Yeah.
sternum.
Cock
Just
to sternum.
cock to sternum.
Yeah. Terrifier ripped them off.
It's great. Just slice him right down the fucking middle, right? And it's cool because it's shot with this, they shot it on top of this plexiglass so that the camera was under the plexiglass so you could actually see the slice in half kind of thing. I love the fact that even though we are a strictly audio podcast, you are always camera ready. Like we've got ring lights and all kinds of like production value to this show. Like I love that about you. Because you're like, "Hold on, I need to get clothes." And I'm like, "Really?" So Debbie is lounging in the in the hammock and reading Fangoria magazine, which I love. And she starts getting blood drips, and she's like, "Where is this coming from?" And she looks up, and Andy's body is just in two pieces.
Yeah, on a rafter above the hammock. I don't know why it started dripping at this point because there's no blood in the room, but two pieces, and it wait. Okay,
Yeah,
yeah,
whatever. So
yep.
it's dripping down, right? And then she gets Kevin Bacon. She gets Kevin Bacon from the first one, right through the neck. So she's dead. Meanwhile, there's popcorn on the stove, people. This is how
Hot
we used to
tippy
make
hot.
popcorn back in the day, was on the stove. This is a thing that people used to do.
Kernels in a pot. That's right. No, this was whole kernels. It wasn't even Jiffy Pop. It was, yep.
No, like totally. And we learn, first of all, if you looked at Chuck and Chili, you wouldn't even know they were a couple, except that they smoke weed together. Like, that's
Yeah,
literally
right.
their, yeah, they're not affectionate. And he even says to her, he's like, "How come you don't scream like that?" And she's like, "Give me something to scream about." Just like, ah, yeah. And he also seems like the kind of person that, like, just would probably throw Chili in front of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if there was a bullet coming, he would be like,
Yeah.
all you, baby, all you."
Yeah.
Yeah. So he goes to look for something. I'm not really sure what, and gets
The fuse
electric.
box.
Oh, the fuse box, as they do. Yes, absolutely. Goes to look for the fuse box, gets electrocuted. And Shelly, meanwhile, stumbles into the house with his throat cut. And Chili's like, "Yeah, nice
Yeah,
makeup job." Right.
enough with this.
And then she finally realizes that he's dead. And this is one of my favorite reactions. She just walks around the house going, "Debbie, Andy, Shelly's dead."
Yeah, that's it.
She gets a fire poker in the belly.
Yeah, yep. Jason gets to the house, and the fire that Vera was stoking, I guess she left in there,
She
and
left
he.
the fire, right? She left the fire. The popcorn catches on fire, and then somehow goes out. So when Chris and I want to get my dick wet, Rick, finally arrive back at the cabin, they're like, "Oh my God, they left the popcorn on the stove." And
They're
Mean's
like,
like,
something's burning. And I
right.
go, you popcorn is the most identifiable burnt smell in history.
And me and Slink are like, "That kitchen's gonna smell for days."
Yeah. I go, what do you mean something is burning? You can identify burnt popcorn and burnt rubber at 100 yards. Something's burning. I can't open this door. What are we doing? And this is where the 15-year-old is jumping out of her seat for the rest of the movie.
Oh my God. So Rick goes outside, and also I really love how windy it is. Like,
Yeah, all of a storm is a brewing.
I love it. I love how the weather's really interesting for California. It's very windy, and just it had a fall feel to it.
It did. It did. It is like leaves, running through the air, hair everywhere. Luckily, Chris is in a windbreaker that she hates the sleeves on because all she does for 20 minutes is pull them up, pull them down,
Down,
pull them
pull them
up,
up,
pull them
pull
down.
them down. Yeah. And then she at one point just takes it off, and I'm like, wow. Like, I okay. So
It's
she's
windy and you have a windbreaker.
and she takes the windbreaker off, and then meanwhile, Rick gets his eyeball popped out. Now, question, because you saw this in 3D, was this cool?
Yeah. This wasn't as cool. The fire poker was cooler. The arrow was cooler. Like, this was more comedic relief.
Oh, yeah, because his eyeball pops out,
Yeah, the
and
way
I'm
that his
guessing.
eye pops
Yeah.
out and Jason is just smushing his head. And again, I'm thinking this man is like 5'10 and doesn't, it's not the Kane Hodder hulking mass, Bill Goldberg-esque feature. This, to me, I was just went, huh, okay.
So then Chris goes to look for Debbie. She goes upstairs. She finds Debbie's she finds the bathtub full of blood, water,
Clothes.
and her clothes, but not Debbie, which is a thinker.
Yeah, why Jason flooded the tub like an eighth grade high school kid? I don't know. Jason always pulling them pranks. Such a prankster, that Jason.
Which I thought was funny because I said to Slink, I was like, why would she leave the shower running if she's just gonna go read in bed? And he goes, no, Jason did that. And I went, that's kind of out of character for Jason.
Right.
Yeah. But
But
whatever.
if that's where I was going to hide, keep in mind, I would go and lay under the bloody clothes with the water running.
Oh, wouldn't that be cool if he
That's where
like
I would have
if she moved the robe and then he jumped out of the water? Oh, that would have been so much cooler.
went. I don't know why people don't talk to me.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's good. God. Okay. So Rick's body goes sailing through the window. He's dead. It's funny because when he lands in the fetal position.
In a fetal position, dick still dry and untouched, missing an eyeball.
Yeah, missing an eyeball. Yeah. So then Chris hits Jason with a log. You know, he goes down like he got hit by a truck.
Yeah.
So
It
Chris
doesn't look like
runs.
she can carry that log, but okay.
No, and then she runs to the murder van. She jumps into the van and it runs out of gas on the rickety bridge.
Right. Which I did like. I like that it started to go, but they needed to explain why she can't just like get into the van and drive off. And so, luckily they ran into three menacing thugs who had drained it of all the gasoline. And then she switches fuel tanks. That, that like that's that switch for like the emergency gas. And I just went, see, we didn't think about that, but the rickety bridge is it can't it's collapsing. So then she encloses Jason with a window, with a roll-up door window,
And
and
then
he
he sh
Mumby, he's in a Mumby position. That's a mummy Gumby. So
Mumby, Mumby.
he's just mumbied, and she crawls out the other side of the van and runs into the murder barn.
I love this murder barn. I love the fact that a good portion of the set design was actually just was created for the movie. Like, I love that. I love that the barn was built, the lake was built, the house was built, all of that was built in California for this very specific movie. And so yeah, the murder barn is the shit, dude. There's bodies everywhere, pitchforks aplenty, you know.
Saddles with no horses, bales of hay, because one day we might get a horse.
Oh yeah, that's the conversation that Chris has with Rick, where she's like, my dad's gonna here we go, hold on. Well, my dad always said he wanted to get a horse, but then he never gets a horse. So then all we just have all this hay everywhere. I also will not touch your penis.
Yeah, I'm also not going to touch any part of your
Any
penis.
part of you, but enjoy the hay. So yeah, she battles Jason and she hits him in the face with a machete, and then he comes back to life and he comes, and then of course she does the, she's like, it
Yeah. But also enter Allie, because he's not dead from the biker gang.
right. Ollie jumps up because yes, he is not dead. He just got hit a bunch of times. He's a
Right.
strong dude.
Yeah, no, so instead of leaving, he's fighting Jason for Chris. Okay.
Sure.
Sure. And then but then now he's dead.
Now he's dead. Now.
Now he's dead.
And then
Yeah, and then Chris sees like the bale hauler thing and wraps Jason in a noose and then like pushes him out the thing and out the big hole off the top and he's hanging and 15-year-old goes, oh, she made a good decision. So proud of her.
Finally.
In absolutely that monotone voice. Oh, she made a good decision. Real proud of her.
Love it.
And she goes downstairs and like finally gets the barn open and Jason is just hanging right there in her face. And now the rest of the movie is a little like we have eight endings in mind, guys. Let's just run all of them.
We're gonna run all of the endings, and
All of them.
that's very true because there were several endings that were tried out and then not, and then tried and then not. The thing about shooting something in 3D, especially with this being the first time that they had done this in modern cinema, as opposed to back in the day when things were in 3D, but this was like a time that they were trying this. They had this new camera and everything. These shots took hours to set up. There was so much that the actors had to do. They had to do so many takes with this that, at some point they were probably really tired of doing takes, because they had to do them specifically for the 3D effect. And if you didn't do it just so, the effect would not work, right? So yeah, it was this whole thing. So yes, there were several storylines, endings, scenes, all kinds of shit that were shot, never used, shot and scrapped, whatever. And yeah, this ending, there's a Mrs. Voorhees coming out of the water with worms
Yeah,
all
it's
over her
very like
face.
a la the first one where, we're in the canoe, we push that out and we're just like sleeping in the canoe. But Mrs. Voorhees jumps out instead of Jason Voorhees. And I was just like, okay, okay, no problem. But then it's like, also, that didn't happen. The police are there. Poor girl, she's traumatized. Like, let me take her. And like, we just throw her in a cop car like ice, I just absolutely grab, let's grab some citizens off the street, throw them in a van. Let's do that. Jason is in the barn with an axe in his head, and I'm like, okay, and he's gonna sit up. No, we don't do that. Jason's still in the barn, and then there's just like a still of the water.
Yeah, that's it.
And I was like, and Jason jumps out. No. Okay.
Yeah. I and credits.
And
Yeah.
credit.
You have been watching Friday the 13th 3D. Yeah, like I said, this is low on my list as far as Friday the 13th are concerned. But there are
But it's
things.
a fun movie.
It's fun.
Yeah,
Oh no.
which
It's
I think so long as you watch a slasher with, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Not, yeah, everything can't be, session nine. Everything, otherwise session nine wouldn't be great. Some things just have to be silly slasher fun movies.
So our next movie is going to be the original Evil Dead. So keep it here till next week, and as always, stay manic.
Motion Picture Massacre.
Fuck you.
We talk about exploitation movies, grindhouse movies, fucking cult movies, horror movies, okay? We don't talk about fucking romantic comedies over here. We're not talking about fucking Sandra Bullock or some shit. We're talking about good movies, the kind that people like to watch.
Yeah!